This is St. Louis Public Radio. Tonight will mark the first time Steve Stenger sits in the county executive seat at the St. Louis County Council meeting. He has ambitious plans to reshape the county after 11 years of Charlie Dooley's administration. Stenger is coming into office after a tumultuous time in the county's history, and he's still encountering skeptics. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at Stenger's key priorities and whether he can get them across the finish line.
It's New Year's Day at the St. Louis County Courts building. Hundreds of people have showed up at Steve Stenger's invitation-only inauguration. They've jammed into a cavernous jury pool room to watch him get sworn in.
Hi, Stephen B. Stenger.
Later in the ceremony, the Afton Democrat steps up to give his inaugural address. His speech is short, clocking in at 4 minutes and 10 seconds. So, of course, it's to the point.
We can no longer rest on the economic successes of the 20th century. And we can no longer rest on our past notions of equality and fairness. In short, the time has come for change.
Change is a familiar theme during any transition of a chief executive's office. Just ask President Barack Obama. But Stenger's inauguration constitutes one of the most significant governmental transitions in the region's recent history. Already, Stenger is bringing in new people to lead county departments and fill out his inner circle. That comes as he plans to undertake an audit of county government, which he says will lead to greater efficiencies.
And we're literally going to pick county government apart, and we're going to rebuild it from the bottom up.
Stenger is planning more than just shuffling personnel. He wants to travel to other cities to convince businesses to locate here. He also wants to refocus the county's transportation department on developing mass transit services. And he's not forgetting about North St. Louis County. After Ferguson and Delwood faced some of the worst unrest in the county's history, Stenger wants to create an office directing resources to struggling communities.
This office can be used as a focal point, as a means to marshal the resources of St. Louis County government and employ them in Ferguson.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Sure, Stenger has a lot of ambitious ideas, but actually implementing the policies is going to be tough, right? Well, it might not be as hard as you think. For one thing, as county executive, Stenger has a lot of power to craft the county's budget and make appointments to key boards and commissions. He'll also have a friendly majority on the St. Louis County Council, even from Republican members like Baldwin Councilman Mark Harder.
I think Steve Stenger will be very effective in the next couple months and years with a new staff and new appointees. I think he'll be able to move his agenda further than maybe past administrations.
That doesn't mean Stenger is without skeptics, especially from St. Louis County's black political leaders. Some, including Councilwoman Hazel Irby, were put off by how aggressively Stenger ousted the county's first African-American county executive, Charlie Dooley. Irby says Stenger's early moves, including having an invitation-only inauguration with a largely white audience, aren't inspiring confidence.
I'm hoping and praying that we're able to get past some of the things that have happened. However, you know, people can say they want to work or they're willing to work, but their actions speak louder than words.
Stenger, however, says he's willing to bury the hatchet with black political leaders that didn't support him. And not every Dooley backer is giving Stenger a hostile reception. County Assessor Jake Zimmerman says Stenger still has some bridge building to do, but endless political warfare isn't constructive after months of turmoil.
We have got to work together, and we've got to create a rising tide that lifts all boats. If we descend into factionalism, if we become a series of small teams fighting against each other for a diminishing share of a pie, that's a recipe for failure.
Ultimately, Stenger will be judged not by the promises he made when he entered office, but how he can follow through on them in the months and years to come. With a national eye still on St. Louis County, the stakes couldn't be any higher for Stenger to produce. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.